Glenmiddon Chronicles.
Another bright and charming day has arrived for the crew of the MV Glenmiddon. They have been taken off the Col Tyree run as there is an emergency and the ferry is needed at Loch Boisdale for a livestock charter to take sheep from there to Oban Market. The captain is not best pleased and we join in on the quayside as he and the rest of the crew await delivery.
I'm not best pleased with this idea. All those sheep running around our ferry doing their business here, there and everywhere. I wish Calmac would show a bit of respect towards this fine vessel.
Oh, Captain, it's a great big sin. Mind you, they say that there's some boffin somewhere who are trying to make fuel out of Coo's wind. Maybe we could see about doing the same with the sheep farts.
Scotty, don't you be using that word in the presence of a lady. You know, that's something we don't do.
Aye, well, if you dinna do it, then we have to get someone to hae a look at the plumbing in your cabin. All through the night it stinks, and it's stronger near your bunk.
Are you insinuating that I have flatulence? I can assure you that not an ounce of wind passes through my pipes. I take a good, healthy dose of my old grandmother's remedy from Bakenbarra. You take a handful of juniper berries and crush them down in a bottle of gin.
Well, at least that sounds more appetising than the other recipes from your grandmother.
It is, but I'm not finished. As I said, you take the junipers and the gin, and then you add to that a chunk of the best charcoal available, along with 2 tablespoons of fresh pond water. You mix that together, and then, after a week of fermenting, you add it to 1/2 pint of milk and then drink it. You'll never suffer from the wind again.
Maggie, that sounds great. Just a thing for a summer's day. Can I have the recipe?
Of course you can, my pet. In fact, I'll make you some up when I get back to...
Thank you. Back to the matter in hand. Sheep poo. What to do with the poo?
Well, I for one think you should shovel it up and sell it in sacks as fertiliser. There's a huge call for it on the islands that dinna hae sheep.
Is there an island that doesna hae sheep? No, I can't think of one. That puts your idea out the window.
How about making jewellery from it? I saw in that magazine a woman who made necklaces and brooches out of stuff like that.
What magazine was that you were reading?
Oh, I think it was called Cruising in Scottish Ports. It's the captain's.
I buy it for the spot the ball competition. Anyway, I don't think we can make jewellery out of it.
I have a solution to your problem. We hand each of the owners a plastic bag and they have to use it like a pooper scooper. Otherwise, I as purser of this vessel will impose a fine on them.
Wonderful idea. Scotty, go and get the bags before that lot start turning up.
So Scotty goes off to fetch some bags from the store cupboard and takes Crawford along with him. He's been dying to tell him all about the Reverend Smallpiece and what revelations he has been able to dig up on him for the Celestial Crumpet and the £250 they have promised him. So go on then. What have you found out about him?
No much at all. But what I do have, I can twist round to sound like he's a bit of a ladies' man, if you see what I mean.
Is that no getting money under false pretences?
I'd rather get it under false pretences than no get it at all. The thing is, I managed to get some photos of him last night in the Scud.
How on earth did you manage that?
Well, you see, what he does at night is he sleeps in the Scud. Says it's who we come into the world. And in case he goes out of it during the night, he wants to begin out as he came in. Anyways, he has a watch dude at the sink, and he turns off all the lights and strips off. Now, last night when he'd stripped and was climbing up the bunk ladders, I flashed him.
You what?
I flashed him with my camera. Got a great shot of his behooky going up the ladders. He got a bit startled and asked what the flash was. I told him it was lightning from outside, so he gets back down and goes to shut the curtains. Now, this is when someone must have been looking after me from above. Because he turns round and knocks my glass with my dentures in them on the flare. He bends down to pick them up and flash another corker of a photo.
Can I see them? Have you got them with you?
Aye, as if I carry them about with me. No, tell you what, come up to the cabin tonight and I'll show you. But keep this to yourself, mind.
Of course I will. What do you tuck me for? Back on deck, the captain, Maggie and Dick are watching as trailer loads of sheep are arriving on the quayside.
Have you ever seen so many sheep? Makes me quite hungry just looking at them, really.
My father was never much of a cook, but he was very good with lamb. He could do things with a sheep that would make your eyes pop out like organ stops.
I'm sure he could. Anyway, Maggie, I think you'd better go down to the kitchens and start preparing some food. This lot look really hungry.
What, the sheep?
No, the owners. Just get going and do something tasteful. Dick, you stay here with me. I don't trust this lot. Their eyes are too close together.
Don't you worry, Captain. You're safe with me.
Hey, you!
Captain, listen. I think that man wants your attention.
Which man?
That one there. The one wearing the penny and waving a bottle of something at you.
Dick, I think that may be a woman. Give me the megaphone.
Yes, madam. Can I help you?
This is not good. Dick, go and find out what she wants, if indeed it is a she.
Okie dokie. So Dick takes his life in his hands, going down the gangplank. The sheep are coming up. Eventually, he reaches the quayside and approaches the mysterious woman.
The captain has sent me down to find out what you are trying to say. He can't hear you from up there.
I was saying that I want my sheep to be given special treatment. They are the finest lot Boysdale has to offer, and I don't want them being tainted by those other scruffy-looking things.
Oh, I don't know if we can do that. You see, all the sheep are just going onto the ship and being kept in the hold. Are yours marked in any way?
They all have the mark of the McPhees off them.
So you're a McPhee?
Now, I didn't say that, did I? And anyway, it's none of your business what I am. You young men are all the same, trying to get a woman's second name just so you can try and change it.
Oh, no, I wasn't trying to.
Well, you just listen to me. I am a celebrity on local radio, and as such I demand that my sheep have star treatment and are put somewhere that they won't be contaminated by those other racks of mutton.
I'd better talk to the captain about this, but he won't be happy.
Well, I don't care about his happiness. And by the way, you can take this on board and put it in my cabin.
What's this?
It's my gin. Be careful with it.
Well, what are to do? Dick now has to go and explain that this rather frightening woman will only bring her sheep on board if they get preferential treatment. Dick was right. The captain is not going to like this at all. But will he capitulate? Or will he just give in? Tune in next week, same time, same channel, to find out.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.